And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Perhaps Denmark? Or maybe Norway? Or Sweden? Could be Finland? Maybe, slightly, maybe Iceland. More likely, Squamish and Seychelles and Wyoming and New York and L.A. And we're thrilled to have all of you here. It's time for Arts Live and Local. Before that, I'll let you know that it's cloudy out. Let me just take a quick look. Yep, it's cloudy with a high near 60. It's 55. We didn't make it. Patchy drizzle close to midnight with a low around 55. Patchy drizzle continuing into the morning, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. But it's going to be a gorgeous day tomorrow, right? My guests are saying yes. Saturday night, cloudy overnight. And Sunday, slight chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 60. And lots of clouds, but, you know, that's okay because, if you could see one of my, two of my first guests, they're wearing wool, even though it's middle of June. And that's because they're dressed in gorgeous Scandinavian clothing. So cool weather is kind of welcome, actually. Well, instead of talking some more, I asked my first guests, the ones who are not in wool costumes yet, or probably never will be, to give us a little tune, and then I'll introduce them.
1, 2, 1, 2.
My goodness, it's a lively group. Woohoo! And you know what's magical, too, in addition to the gorgeous music and the fact that it is the Scandinavian Midsummer Festival weekend? What's also magical is to have musicians in the room who can read what I'm thinking without my even saying anything. Good job. Okay. So here I'm going to introduce two of the people and let them introduce the rest of the band. You've met them before because we've been lucky enough to have them here. Harald Haugard. And you may say hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harald Haugard from Denmark.
There you go. Actually, that's better. Helena Bloom.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be back here.
Okay.
Really been looking forward.
And how do you say your name?
Helena Bloom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yours is easier. That's great. Now, could you introduce this rather fabulous band, please?
We have the lovely cello player from Denmark, Kirstine Elise Pedersen. And there's a drummer from Jutland in Denmark. His name is Sune Rabeck. And there's the guitarist. He is Mikkel Grohe from Copenhagen in Denmark.
I remember the guitarist. That's right. I had his name written
Everybody
down.
Does. Everybody does.
I see.
Well, especially women.
Even old women, right. But have you been here on the air also?
One time.
Okay. They are speaking with their music, the drum, the cello, and the guitar, while Harald and Helena will be speaking. And then on the other side of the room. So we have two, six, we have nine of us in this tiny little studio of ours, but we're a happy bunch. I have my local Scandinavian specialists, and that would be Janet Lean Bowler. Hi, Janet.
Hello, everybody. Please come out to the festival.
Absolutely. It's already happening,
started.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It started. And Lloyd Bowler, whose voice you may very well know from listening to KMUN.
Oh, yeah. Bedtime Stories Reigns.
And?
Celtic Air and Classical Music.
Thank you. Three yeah. different programs he does. So. Yeah. Now, why are you, you're not going to play music today. Now, Janet is one of our divas here in Astoria. She's a flute player, but not this weekend.
Well, my job at the festival is to organize the entertainment and the schedule. So we are so pleased. It makes it so easy when we can have our friends come back to Astoria and host them again.
Yeah. Scheduling is not an easy job, no matter what, right? I mean, that's you guys have to schedule your band traveling as well. So, but this is like a whole bunch of different things. And we're going to come back and find out what else is going on. This band is from Denmark, including Jutland. Is that how you pronounce it, really?
With it is. J. Well, in Danish you say
Jylland. Yeah, Jylland. Thank you.
That's the mainland of Denmark.
Yeah. And where do you live?
I live on the island of Fyn, Fyn in the central island of Denmark, the most beautiful place in Denmark.
say the name of it again.
Fyn.
Fyn?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, you're doing very well.
It's Fyn to live there.
Yeah, know? It is.
You have a lot of laughs. Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that you say Jylland. Jylland.
Yeah.
You don't even say Jutland, you say Jylland. Okay, there's a lot to learn, and this is Danish. There are going to be a lot of other languages, music, dance, food, all kinds of booths, marketing, Scandinavian and beyond, trolls. Well, there's just one troll, isn't there? That's more than enough. They just go on all weekend, and it is a fabulous festival. It's out at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds. Is there an actual address for people who use GPS? Or
we always recommend that people set their GPS to Astoria first, and then when they arrive in Astoria, then plug in Clatsop County Fairgrounds.
Oh,
because
okay.
We don't want anybody taking the scenic route through Jewel.
Oh,
they
geez.
Might not have that much time.
Oops. No, that's very true. Okay.
Might lose a few out there in the mountains.
Yeah, we have lost a few. So, Harold and Helena, how long have you been coming to this, to Astoria?
We were here the very first time in 2011, and this is our fifth time. We've been coming here every second year, and we enjoy Astoria and indeed the festival a lot, and the people around the festival are fantastic people. We find that Astoria has developed a lot. It's not the same town as it was in 2011, and we really love to be here in Astoria. It's such a great city.
Well, Astoria loves to have you here. Now, are you all going on tour as well? I mean, you came all the way from Denmark.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a very short tour this time, so we will only be in the States for around 7-8 days.
Oh.
The band even shorter because they flew in yesterday. But so we had a gig last night, and then we played the festival, and then we flew home on Monday already.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow. So you don't even have time to clear your heads for jet lag. You might as well just leave your watches where they are. Well, why don't we hear another, and the Helena is actually, I've seen her play fiddle as well, but right now, she is going to use her voice as her instrument. So what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play you a radio hit from my latest album. As close as you can get to a radio hit when you're a Danish folk singer. And this is a love song about dreams and about following them. And it's called Friheden Station, the station The Station of Freedom.
And when did the song, when did the album come out?
I'm sorry, I haven't really made a new album since last, but it's around 2 years ago.
Okay.
So we're working on Excellent. The next album, okay. which we will bring.
Well, we would love to hear it. And the name, do you just call the band, the Harold? And
yeah, we call it Bloom and Haugard Band.
Bloom and Haugard Band. Yeah. Excellent. Right here on Coast Community Radio.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Om alt det der ventede os Forsøgte at fortælle mig det Der var mange ting som du ikke sagde Om alt det du skulle forlade Livet var bare et tog der stod Hardt på perron Da du tog min hånd på frihedens station Tiden gik i stå, da du tog min hånd på frihedens station. Nu har vi tog, der svævede hen over verden, og alt det vi tænkte og så, gennem regnen derude, ja, det var også det vi skulle få. Jeg elsker dig Tiden gik i stå Da du tog min hånd På frihedens station Og kun da du blev gammel en dag At verden havde faldet sig ud Du stod med din søn og din datter i hånden Og rakte tilbage mod den tog min hånd Tiden gik i stå Da du tog min hånd På frihedens station Forsøgte at fortælle mig det Tiden gik i stå Da du tog min hånd På frihedens station Tiden gik i stå Da du tog min hånd På frihedens station
Wonderful. Oh, Elena, that is so gorgeous. I played something of yours on my folk show, actually.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I wasn't familiar with the songs. And I was just like, oh, I think I'll just sit here and listen to the whole album. No, I can't. I was still on the air. I couldn't do that.
Please do.
But yeah. And this is so fun. The blink, blink, yeah. blink, blink.
It's the train coming.
Ah, okay.
The Station of Freedom.
I love it. And we'll have to get the full translation at some point. But
Astoria is the Station of Freedom for us. It's
yes.
Such a great place. There's so much liberty and freedom
so
here
true.
In Astoria.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. You all sound wonderful. It's terrific. Now, Janet, why don't you tell us what else is going on at the festival? Do you have some new stuff this year?
Yes, we do. The other feature entertainers for this year's festival are from Norway, two young men. And anyone who's heard them live tells me they're really hot stuff and Ooh. That we will all enjoy looking at them and hearing their music.
Uh-oh, you guys have Bjorn competition.
And Erla from Norway. But as far as new things, one new thing is we have a Reader's Theater this year. Astor Street Opry is doing a Reader's Theater called What We Left and What We Found, and it's an immigrant story.
Oh, great.
And it was written by Stina Fagersund of Norway, who has been here to Astoria.
Of course, yes.
And then Chris Lynn adapted it for her people.
Excellent.
And that'll be playing twice on Saturday, once on Sunday. And
Specific venues do you have?
We have the arena, the exhibit hall, the dairy barn, and the beer garden. And there's something for everybody.
Right. And there's stuff going on.
Right.
All the time at all four of them, folks. So that's why it's important to come and spend quite a bit of time, look at your programs. You might decide to just sit down. You can't sit down because these guys are moving around too. Isn't that true? Move from different places and different timing.
Yes, Harald and Helena and the band will be playing six times. Once tonight, three times tomorrow, and twice on Sunday. And the same with Bjorn and Erla. So if you want, you can come hear them six times. That's what I plan to do.
Great. There is also dancing this year, or...
Yeah, there's dancing. We have our local dance troupe, the Scandia Viking Nordic dancers.
Mm-hmm.
We have Leikaringen from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be dancing outside?
Yes.
They will be dancing outside, so you can add a fifth venue to that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Assuming that we won't even know.
And let's see what else is going on as far as dancing.
That's good.
There will be dancing around the Midsummer Pole.
Right.
The Midsummer Pole goes up only once. Mm-hmm. So be sure to be there by 12:30 if you want to
tomorrow.
See them. Tomorrow.
Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Right. And also there's dancing to in the evenings for people.
Yes. Both Friday and Saturday night we'll have an open dance with Astoria's favorite accordion band, Scandinavian Country.
Okay.
So Corrine and Ken will be there.
Both nights.
Both
okay.
nights.
Okay. And that goes till 10 or 11?
10 or 11, 10. Depending on how people's feet hold up.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And there are some breakfasts at 7 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
Yeah. The
Scandinavian Cafe from Vancouver, Washington will have a breakfast Saturday morning after the troll run and a sisu breakfast on Sunday. And they will be serving a full dinner Saturday evening. Yeah. And tonight, the Olney Grange is serving a beef pot roast dinner.
Okay.
Plus, you have all the lodges and all the food you could possibly want.
And I actually waited online for one of those breakfasts, because the breakfast starts at 7, but it goes to 10 or 11. And I waited online, and it was well worth it. It was so delicious. I'm starting to salivate right now. But also, as you say, I often take home some of that
Riisipuuro.
That's it. Riisipuuro. That's, that's Finnish. But I speak all the languages about the same. None of them at all, period. So it's a fantastic festival. You just have to get yourself out there. Good to carpool if you can, but there is parking. Mm-hmm. I think everything is cheap. I can't say that about the stuff, but in other words, it's inexpensive to get in. This is one of the best deals that you can possibly find, a whole weekend of fabulous music that is only here once a year, including my guests right here. If you're fast, you can come running down and see them all. Better go out to the fairgrounds and catch them.
I mean, we came here five times all the way from Denmark, so it's definitely worth driving here from Washington State and Oregon.
Right. and then some. Yeah, probably too late to catch a plane, but it's a delightful festival, and it's interesting. And the clothing, Janet, tell us what you're wearing.
Well, I'm wearing a Norwegian buna, the folk wear of Norway. There's many different kinds, and I'm wearing one specific kind. And Saturday evening at 5, there will be a parade of national folk wear, and you can see folk wear from all 5 lands and get a brief description of what's significant.
Right. And Lloyd is also dressed up, but I have to say his is not quite as elegant. Sorry, Lloyd.
Well, it was made here in the United States, not too far upriver, actually, up in Longview.
Oh, and so. Nobody did all that fancy stitching.
No.
Janet's is one of my favorites, actually. So, do you guys dress up for a performance? Got it.
But let me also just say that the festival, it's more Scandinavian than going to Scandinavia. So it's you know, you get it all out here.
The traditional stuff that's no longer necessarily.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
No, it is necessary.
No longer necessarily done where you live.
No, that's right,
yeah,
Carol. Yeah.
Yeah. So they bring it here and show it off for us. But as you can tell, these folks are very accessible and a lot of fun to visit with. So come on out to the Scandinavian Midsummer Festival. This is the 52nd, I believe. Yeah. And it's been in various venues, but this time it's out at the fairgrounds where it's been for a while. Plenty of parking room, plenty of walking room. And you can wear whatever you want. If you've got something fancy in your closet, Scandinavian or otherwise, this is a good opportunity to dress up.
And we promise no lutefisk.
Oh, yeah. I heard that it's a lutefisk-free zone. Yeah, I heard that. Thank you. So the smell will be a lot better. There you go. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to let them go. Thank you so much for coming here to share with our radio folks. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I can't wait. It's great. Although, I must admit, being serenaded right here in the studio is pretty special. So, the Blumhaugard Band, and there are 5 of them, and they're all gorgeous, and they are all wonderful musicians. And they do have CDs for sale, I'm sure, so you can check that out with them. And thank you to Janet Bowler, who sets up the entertainment. Each year, it's been, how many years have you been doing?
10, maybe.
Really? Holy cow. Good for you. Thank you so much. And Lloyd Bowler, and you can watch them out there dancing too, I guarantee. Unless something has happened and recently, they'll be dancing too. Okay, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Till tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, how do we say, well, we can say, tak.
Tak, og vi ses i morgen.
Tak. I will see you, Simone.
Great, Carol.
I won't be able to repeat that in 3 minutes, but that's right. Okay. I do have a piece for you right now. Just a quickie, because today, after all, is... What is today, folks? It is the solstice. Right. Here's Claudia Schmidt with Visitor on Solstice Eve.
My dreaming, sleep was hard to shake, though the light was streaming. So the longest day opened strange before me, and I cannot swear that I feel its glory. Weary with dreaming, the anguish, tears of the world. Starvation and death linger near, but there was a girl, quite a radiant girl, now that I recall her, wrapped in yellow shawl, smiling in the squalor. Her eyes burned with love for all life took off her shawl and she placed it round me. Oh, my heavy heart, and my feet, they left ground. Down. How could I ever have forgotten the sound of her voice? How could I awaken in total despair with so clear a choice?
Claudia Schmidt with The Visitor on Solstice Eve. And a good solstice to you all, as we still have the light, so let's make the most of it, because it's pretty dark in this country sometimes. We need to definitely hold on to that light. Well, my next guests are here. I have one-fourth, am I right? One-fourth of the Pixis Quartet. That's my major mathematics. I was really good at that. Ron Blessinger is here. And Ron, you play?
Violin.
Good, because I don't have any other violin players in the room. Now, I did a couple of minutes ago, but... And with Ron is Jennifer Crockett. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And Jennifer plays the clarinet, but not with the Pixis Quartet.
Right.
And not with the Hermitage Trio.
No. And I'm wondering why not now.
And not even with the solo pianist. No. We've got all of this in one room. There's only four people, but we have lots. And she's here as the overseer, perhaps, of what's going on at the Liberty, because Jennifer Crockett is wearing her executive director of the Liberty Theater hat right now. Tonight, this very night, there is an adventure happening with the Pixis Quartet, and I still don't quite understand what we're all getting into, but I'm really excited about it. So, Ron, can you tell us something about the quartet? You do great images. I love the four of you. The first time I looked at it, I thought you all had spoons. You know, those spoons attached to your noses, until I realized those were not.
That's a great idea for a picture.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll make a note of that.
Okay, yeah. But yours was better. So, who is the Pixis Quartet?
We're all members of the Oregon Symphony, and we're also... as a quartet, members of an organization we call 45th Parallel. It's been an organization in Portland, Oregon, based for 10 years. Within our organization, we have two string quartets, a percussion group, chamber orchestra, and a wind quintet. Pixis is, our focus is more contemporary music. And so the concert tonight will be very, very contemporary indeed. It's a piece by Austrian composer Georg Friedrich Haas. And I don't know if you guys heard of this, Haas, the composer. He, for this particular piece, the piece has to be performed in total darkness. Absolute no light whatsoever, which can be a very disorienting thing.
Quite disorienting indeed.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to test it with the audience right off the bat to make sure that people can handle it. That's always part of the performance, is to make sure that people see, people know what they're in for with the darkness, and then they have one last chance.
To get out. So tell us why the composer wrote it to be done in the dark. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, there's several reasons. One, the program of the piece is a religious piece. Refers to the Tenebrae, the last night before the resurrection of Christ. There's a religious context of the piece, and it's at that moment when mankind is most dislocated from God. There's the absence, total absence of grace, and in the absence of grace, there are noises. There are spirits and there are specters, and it really works well for Haas's music, which is described as spectral music. So context is everything, and once that context is set, then with your ears dilated, not affected by anything visual, then it's a different learning, a listening experience, absolutely. So the music is, again, spectral. It's noises, it's sound effects. It's kind of like it's like a soundtrack to a movie that is playing in your mind, because there will be images that come to mind even though you can't see. And the music is designed to kind of create that effect of a soundtrack.
Spectral. I have to say, that's a word I have never in my life used, but I'm going to try using it in a sentence at some point soon. And I take it that if you play with the orchestra, you play normal classical music as well. Is that?
Well, it's hard to pin down classical music.
Sure is.
As normal. I mean, there's such a range
People didn't see. I was doing air quotes there because there's no
Well,
such
one
thing.
Of the things that's cool about this piece, when you talk about normal, is that there's a moment where there's a quote by a famous Renaissance composer, Gesualdo. It's very normal music. But in the context of spectral contemporary sound colors, this normal music is very shocking. So when there are normal intervals, like a major third or things that we consider to be consonant, those stand out as just really kind of shocking. It's really the shock of the old in that case.
Jennifer, how do you connect with the Pixis Quartet? Although now that I understand they're part of the 45th Parallel, which played with Blind Pilot last week.
Yes.
So were you here last?
I was. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, that was normal.
Ron and I started talking a few months ago, and when he first told me about this piece and how it was performed and how a lot of theaters maybe wouldn't do this, I said, challenge accepted. One of the goals of programming at the Liberty Theater is that we want to catch everyone, and we want to be exciting and educate our audience and also please our audience. And so I think last weekend shows and this weekend shows, we do a nice job of kind of checking all the boxes. We've got, you know, Blind Pilot, which has such a huge following here, such great musicians, such great songs. We paired them with an orchestra that maybe that audience wouldn't normally go and see an orchestra, but it was super accessible. And then we have new music tonight, and then we have more traditional pieces with Sergei and Ilya this weekend.
With our superstars.
Yeah, so we've really made an effort to kind of show everybody everything that we can.
Well, I think it's going to be quite a weekend at the Liberty Theater.
Yeah.
I'll add one more thing about the idea of normal.
I shouldn't have used that word.
Well, no, it's fine. I don't have a problem with normal. Maybe sometimes I do.
Yeah.
But
I suspect.
But for me, the striking thing about this piece and the best contemporary pieces is how normal they are. I mean, really, music is music. Dialogue is dialogue. Gestures are gestures. Sound is sound. I mean, it's context has a lot to do with it. But it's always striking to me a piece like this, which on its face seems very modern indeed, is actually it's just right in the canon of traditional chamber music. In many ways.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, bottom line, come tonight. Mm-hmm. The concert is at 7:30.
Correct.
Is it open seating or reserved seating?
It's reserved. We've limited the tickets so that you're kind of pushed towards the middle, so that you can experience from all angles. So
nice.
Yeah. So you're not too near a wall anywhere. Right. We've sort of positioned the audience where we think they'll really enjoy themselves.
And you won't be alone.
You can just hold the hand of the person next to you in the dark.
In case the spectral starts.
And if people snore, we have squirt guns.
Yeah. The volunteers will have squirt guns.
Right.
Maybe our resident haunts will come out for the evening.
Oh, my God. That's right. This is the Liberty Theater, which is at 12th and Commercial. And you can go to the website, libertyastoria.org, or you can go over to the box office now, or you can just get there early and get your ticket. But do come. Don't come at 7:25 and expect to pick up a ticket and get in time for the concert.
Says Carol, our longtime usher.
Yes. I'm sort of wiping my brow. Please come early, find a seat, and enjoy this unusual experience. And I don't know how accessible. Ron seems perfectly accessible, but after this concert, I'm not sure what's going to happen. So. But thank you so much. Now, are the other three, what are the instruments in your group?
It's a standard string quartet, two violins, viola, and cello.
Yep, there's a cello in there.
There's a cello.
We do have a repeat. Yeah. So were they playing last week, all of them also?
Not all of them. Okay. Charles, our violist, and Greg, your violinist, myself, we're all playing with Blind Pilot last week. And Marilyn, some crazy reason, decided to stay home to celebrate her daughter's 5th birthday.
Can't imagine.
The priorities.
Okay, well, you got a couple more fathers in the room, so be careful there. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in. Ron Blessinger from the Pyxis Quartet, concert tonight at the Liberty Theater, 7:30 p.m., 12th and Commercial, and be prepared for a spectral experience. Is that English?
No. It is now. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We've made it. And thank you, Jennifer Crockett, for being here, but in a big way for putting together this program at the Liberty for this weekend. It's going to be a fabulous time.
I had lots of great help.
Yeah. Well, that's the nature of community. Here we are. And right here, I'm going to put on some music and let Ron and Jennifer slip away, unless they want to stay. I don't know. They might want to know. They've got lives to take care of now, because I have two people I hope you all know and love as much as I do and most of us do here in Astoria. Stay tuned for two-thirds of the Hermitage Trio, and that would be Sergei and Ilya. But first, let's listen. Thank you. This is a, as far as I know, a brand new album. Is that true? Yeah, brand new album we're listening to. Sergei Rachmaninoff, Hermitage Piano Trio. I have a different Sergei here. I have our Sergei Antonov. Rachmaninoff has probably been gone for a few years, so we couldn't invite him to join us. Welcome back to Astoria.
Thank you, thank you. Good afternoon.
We're so happy, happy to see Sergei and Ilya Kasantsev. And I probably got those wrong, too. I've only been saying them for, what, 10 years?
12
now. Years. And I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable sometimes. But we're happy, happy, happy that they're here. And thanks again to Janet for putting this together this weekend. So this Hermitage Trio has appeared on the stage at the Liberty. But Misha Kalin, is that
right?
How come he has just like a regular name? Is he talking about normal? There's no off. There's no oaf. But Misha, which is usually a nickname anyway. They are going to be playing tomorrow evening at the Liberty Theater as the Hermitage Trio. And then on Sunday, Ilya is doing a solo concert, which is his second at the Liberty. Right. Well, last year, everybody was raving like crazy. Very wise to bring him. As long as he's here anyway, grab him for a solo concert. Does the cello ever get to do a solo concert?
Yeah, we do sometimes. And yeah. I just did a couple solo recitals in Japan back in March.
Okay. But in this case, you're going to be playing the three of you. So how are you?
We are good. We're super excited about the release of the new CD.
When did it...
It was just a couple of weeks ago, June 7th.
2019.
It's brand new.
June 7th.
Yeah. Look,
and we've got it right here.
We're excited that Astoria is going to be the first place where we actually... offer the CD and present the CD, and we're sort of having a release concert party where you we obviously brought some CDs that
yes.
you
will yeah. be able oh, to yes. purchase,
of course.
Oh, yes.
We'll be happy to sign them and hang out and talk to people. So it's a very important moment for us.
Well, it's huge. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's
Thank you.
Wonderful because who knew? I mean, when did you put the trio together?
The trio exists since 2011,
so
8 years now.
Okay. Yeah. And I know one of you lives in New York, one in Boston. Where does Misha live?
Two, actually. Misha is in Brooklyn.
He's in Brooklyn. That's where I'm from, so that's it's a good thing. So you get together and make the music. How long does it take you to put an album?
It was quite a long journey. First, we spent quite some time exploring the ideas and what to put in the first CD. Since it's our debut album, we wanted to make a very big statement, and decided that it's going to be Russian music. And then we started going through Russian trio literature, and then obviously Rachmaninoff was the obvious choice.
Why?
First of all, we love Rachmaninoff, and he is sort of... it would be unfair to say that he's the best representation of the Russian classical music. You know, we have Tchaikovsky and others. But what we wanted to do is... We didn't want to do a compilation of composers. We wanted to do a statement, as I said. And since he has two trios... And a vocalese arrangement for trio, it was a perfect choice.
Yeah. And I'm seeing that Rachmaninoff lived 1873 to 1943, the year before I was born. So, nice. I feel closer to him.
He's actually buried in the state of New York.
Really? Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, his grave is in New York.
Well, there you go then. Yeah. See, we passed, on the way. Absolutely. And do you play together the three of you get to play together much?
All the time, yeah. We rehearse and travel and play concerts. And
Nice.
We spend a lot of time together.
Yeah. And live independently, obviously. Mm-hmm. Now, you handed me something else, which I haven't had a chance to look at, but this is outrageous. What is this?
It was so you're holding a little book for little kids that I wrote.
This
it was sort
is
of
exciting.
It was sort of for fun, and I didn't even expect it to end up in print. But it's just a story about how seven notes were born in a C major family, and that's for small kids. My 9-year-old son Noah was reading it, and he was like, "I'm bored."
Oh, well, you know, you may not know that we have 5 days a week, we have bedtime stories for children.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So for sure, this is going to get read on KMUN
with your
permission, of
course.
Oh,
absolutely.
But, that is pretty fun. And it was illustrated by Olya
Grybinik. She's a Ukrainian artist. Yeah. And we're also going to have them tomorrow at the Liberty as well.
Oh,
instead
man.
Of me.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely
of
not.
Of course. Nope. Ilya, what have you got?
I've got pretty much nothing.
I should warn you, folks. When Ilya came here the first time, he did what he's doing now. He kind of stonewalls you. And then he comes out with something outrageous. And
not on purpose.
Not on purpose. And so I've learned. Just to be ready for anything, which means just relax because you don't know what's coming. What are you planning to play on Sunday?
On Sunday, I'll play some piano pieces for both hands, for left hand and right. They were composed by actually a whole bunch of composers. There's Beethoven, Moonlight Sonata, Chopin's First Ballade, Liszt, Spanish Rhapsody. Then there will be intermission, and then there is a Tchaikovsky Dumkas, couple preludes by Rachmaninoff, and then Rachmaninoff's second sonata. And that's it.
Okay.
But I gotta say, the program is just a whipped cream of piano music, you know. He went all the top choices.
I'm not surprised. I have to admit, my favorite thing to do is to go in the balcony of the Liberty, if it's open, and watch Ilya's hands while he's playing the piano.
I'm doing the same thing.
Well, I'll see you there then. It's going to be fantastic. Folks, if you have not experienced these two, then you're in for a treat. If you have, you're in for even more of a treat because you know you can experience the anticipation as well. Are you sticking around the West Coast for a while?
No, we're leaving Monday.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is your big chance. If you want to read up on either of them or see how gorgeous they are, I love this picture with the black and white, too.
Oh, the demon and angels.
It's really quite something, and they all look so serious, too. You can go to libertyastoria.org and look for the Hermitage Piano Trio and then Ilya Kazantsev, pianist. He looks a little softer here, leaning up against a tree. Don't be fooled. And that concert is at 4 o'clock on Sunday. The Saturday night concert is at 7:30 p.m. Do you have websites?
Yeah, you can check ErmitagePianoTrio.com, SergeyAntonov.com, IlyaKazantsev.com,
MishaKalin.com.
Okay, and if you need spellings, go to LibertyAstoria.org and find out how to spell all this. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming back
to Astoria
and for coming to KMUN. I look forward to it. And bravo on the brand new album with Rachmaninoff. There are five pieces, but it is a full album. And 2019. And we're the lucky ones, so do come on over and experience the concerts. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay. And I think I'm going to put that music back on since I have it right here. Actually, is there something else on the album that I should put on to play?
The first one?
Okay. I'll do that. And a taste of the Hermitage Quartet brand new album. I... More music from the Rachmaninoff album by the Hermitage Quartet. And now, my last guest, who doesn't have a lot of time, but in a way, he's the most special because he is a local homegrown. Peter Huttala is here, even though he has a Finnish name and it's the Scandinavian Festival. You could pass yourself right off for part of the festival, but instead he is here as an author. Is this your first book?
Well, yes, it is.
Mazel tov. Congratulations, Peter.
Thank you, Carol.
This is so exciting. Peter Huttala lived here. Were you born here?
I was born here.
Born and lived here and lives elsewhere, but always comes and visits us. Peter is extremely important in the history of Astoria. He's the one who spearheaded the taking care of the Columbia River. He had an organization called Sea Dog, Columbia Yes. Deepening Opposition Group. And then he let us know what was going on with the fracked gas, is what we call it now. We called it liquefied natural gas. And has been very, very instrumental in taking care of this community. He was an elected official. And now he's an author. That's exciting. What is this book about? I haven't seen it.
You're very generous, Carol. It's a memoir. There's actually about 50 stories of different times in my life, from age 4 to the LNG situation.
Wow.
And
so they're short. Short stories?
Yeah, relatively short stories. Yeah.
Have you been writing for quite
a while? Well, interesting the way this book came about, in last fall, for about 3 months, every day I'd wake up with a new story. It was like a gift.
Like a dream coming through in your...
Yeah, I just had to type it out.
Wow.
And eventually I had about 90 of them. And,
wow.
And paired them back, shuffled them, put them in some semblance of order, and a meaning started to come out between the stories. They're connected through my lifetime.
And, well, that makes sense. Since, and you've had a very full life. I didn't even talk about your personal life. Is that in the book as well?
Well, yeah. In fact, most of it is very personal. And the largest part of the book is from childhood and the childhood voice, getting back into those memories. Wow. Some really fabulous, some more difficult, most of us have.
Yeah. Peter is also a musician, and I've played his music right here. Are you making music at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still making music.
Okay.
We're playing, Deborah and I, my wife Deborah O'Brien and I are playing with several other people after the book signing.
Okay, let's get that out there. This is tonight at Kala, which is 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria, between 10th and 11th. And I wrote down 7 to 10. Is that what you're thinking?
7 to 10, yeah. I'll start reading at 7:30. And important, there will be rhubarb pie.
Whoa. Who made the rhubarb pie?
Well, Dinah's arranging that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's terrific. And you'll do some reading and question and answer? Or?
Sure. Question and answer.
Will you have books to sell
and
there?
There'll be books to sell.
Oh, good. Okay, so the name of the book is Whispered Echoes, Who Speaks for Those Without a Say?
Yeah, that's the name of the book. And make sure you get one soon.
Well, I'm planning for sure to get one. But I understand that you connected with nature in the book as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, connected with nature, with the Columbia River estuary, with being on the water and as a child, and sort of paying back the estuary in later years.
You sure did. You were fabulous. I'm sure you still are fabulous, but politically speaking, you did a huge amount of work on behalf of our county, our city, and leading people intelligently. And you know what you were talking about. So this book is going to be very exciting to read. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I sure hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I will.
And everybody does.
Yes. Yes. Whether or not you know Peter, this is a great opportunity to meet him. Come on over to Kala tonight sometime. I mean,
Open at 7.
Doors open at 7. Start reading at about 7:30 or talking at least.
Yeah, talking and reading. I'll read 3 chapters of the book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good. So you better not use up your voice before then.
Well, no, I don't want to wear out my voice. I'm just warming it up here, Carol.
Okay, that sounds good. And then rhubarb pie, but if you don't get there on time, don't expect rhubarb pie. But you can expect Peter. And the books will be there. So even if you are doing something else tonight and can't be there right at the beginning, head on over to Kala and meet Peter or give him a hug if you know him. And a big fat congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Whispered Echoes. Now, can people get this book somewhere else?
Oh, they can, you know, they can always get it on Amazon or online and get the electronic Kindle version and things like that.
Okay. But, I'm not a fan of Amazon, and I'm sure you're not either. But, you know.
But you got to do what you got to do.
Right. If you got
and
to
I should mention that one of the stories I'm reading tonight is that it takes place in Finland.
Aha!
So it does there have a Scandinavian connection.
Perfect. Just in time for this Scandinavian Midsummer Festival. Folks, if you don't have enough to do this weekend, there's something wrong with you if you live around here. So thank you so much for coming in, Peter.
Thank you, Carol.
Fabulous. Okay, I am going to take another minute to just tell you what else is happening here, because the Soup Bowl at the Harbor is happening at the Red Building Loft at 5:30, and that is for domestic abuse. It's gorgeous bowls. There are